All right, let's jump into the Word for a few moments tonight. I'm doing something a little bit different, something that I had not planned to do. But since this entire week, from Monday, in fact, really Sunday evening into Monday and ever since then, the Lord has just put into my heart, we started a series last Sunday on The Kingdom Comes. We entitled the series The Kingdom Comes. And we're going to be in this series for the next 4 weeks. The series will conclude just the week before Mother's Day. And the Lord's given me some great things about this series to preach about the kingdom of God. The kingdom comes. And we're going to be talking about, last Sunday we opened it up by talking about the voice that directs this kingdom. And the voice that directs this kingdom is the voice of the Holy Spirit. And so we must be listening. Well, Sunday night and then on into Monday, and then just since that time, the Lord has really been impressing me to take these Wednesday nights during this series and break down a little farther and go into a little more detail what we've preached about on the previous Sunday. Because I feel like that what the Lord is saying in my heart is this is a pivotal message. This series, I'm not big on series on Sunday mornings. I do a lot of series on Wednesday nights, and we teach through those. But Sunday mornings, I've just never been one to preach through a lot of series. You can always find a series woven through my messages, but as far as stating a series in advance, I don't do that a whole lot on Sunday mornings. But this seems to be a pivotal moment and a pivotal message that the Lord has birthed in my heart and is wanting to say to our church about the kingdom. And I think it is because God is wanting to raise up kingdom-minded people. And He wants to do that right here within our church, just like He wants to do that in every church. But we're a part of River Life Church, and I think He's wanting to speak this message to River Life Church that we need to understand what the kingdom is. We need to understand how we fit into the kingdom and what kind of authority we are given in this kingdom and what kind of possibilities are ours because we are a part of this kingdom. And so a lot of times on a Sunday morning, we will preach a message, and there's so much that due to time constraints and just the way Sunday morning and when you're preaching a message, it's a whole different setting than we do on these Wednesday nights, even though sometimes it might sound a little bit the same. It's a whole different setting. And there's so much that I leave out on that Sunday morning message. And sometimes we can't go as in depth or maybe as deeply on the Sunday morning message as we can on Wednesday nights. And we can kind of dig in a little bit farther on Wednesday nights. And so I felt the Lord just speaking to my heart that this is what He wants me to do. So we're just going to see where this goes, and I'm going to jump into this tonight. And we're going to continue talking about the kingdom comes. But this Wednesday night, I want to go back to that thought of the voice that directs the kingdom. And I want to talk to you tonight about how to hear this voice, how to hear the voice of the Spirit, how to truly be led by the Spirit. That's a question that many people have, and sometimes it's a hard thing. And we're just going to look, and we're going to kind of use some of the same scriptures that we use Sunday, and probably go into some more, because like I said, there's just much that in one Sunday morning message, you just can't pack it all in, or else we would be there all day. And I could do that, but you couldn't. So we don't want to just pack it all in there, because I know it wouldn't get across the way that we would need it to. And so this whole series is birthed out of Romans chapter 14, verses 17 through 19. And I'll just read this for you quickly. Verse 17, Romans 14, verse 17 says, "For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." We'll just stop there. The kingdom of God, this kingdom that we're talking about, being a part of the kingdom of God, this kingdom is not eating and drinking. It's not about the things that pertain to this world. Okay, eating and drinking pertains to this world. It's nourishment, it's fellowship, it's truly life on this world. The kingdom of God is not about life only on this world. The kingdom of God is about the supernatural life that Jesus Christ has given to us because of salvation. And now we are sojourners in this world. And even though we have to eat and we have to drink and we have to live and we have to do those things on this earth, this is not our home. Our home is our eternal kingdom. And we are already a part of the kingdom now. And so we need to understand, and we will go back into that Sunday and talk a little bit more about that. But we need to understand what the kingdom involves. If we're going to learn to live in this kingdom, if the kingdom comes and we're going to be a part of the kingdom that comes, and we're going to learn to live in it the way God wants us to, then we need to understand some things about it. So the first thing that we talked about was that there is a voice that directs this kingdom. There is a voice that directs the future in this kingdom. And I'm going to try not to go back over everything. That's not my purpose. My purpose is not to re-preach what I said Sunday. My purpose is to go a little bit farther. So in Proverbs chapter 1 is where we went to Sunday. So go there with me. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse number 20. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse number 20 says this: wisdom calls aloud outside. So wisdom, that's the voice of the Spirit. How many understand the voice of the Holy Spirit is the voice of wisdom? Now, wisdom in the book of Proverbs is represented as a female. That's just the representation that's used in the book of Proverbs. Anytime wisdom is talked about, it's in the understanding of a she. It's the companion that comes along that we should be seeking after. So that's the context that it's being written in. But wisdom, to hear wisdom and to apply it in our lives, the Spirit of God is the one that brings us wisdom. Okay? Wisdom is what we apply in our lives, but it is the Spirit of God that brings us wisdom. So wisdom calls aloud outside. She raises her voice in the open squares. Okay, verse 21 says, she cries out in the chief concourses at the openings of the gates in the city. She speaks her words. Okay, how long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn at my rebuke, and surely I will pour out my spirit upon you. I will make my words known to you. So we see here that it is the Holy Spirit that is being poured out on us that will allow us to hear the words and understand the wisdom that God brings that directs us in this kingdom. It is the voice of the Spirit that is directing our path in this kingdom. And we talked about a lot of things Sunday, and we talked about the kingdom, but there is a voice that directs our future. Okay, here's the statement that I did mention Sunday that I want to mention again. We must seek the Holy Spirit's ways, His plan, God's ways and His plan and His direction in the Holy Spirit for the pivotal moments of life. For every pivotal moment of our life, we need to seek God's will, God's plan, God's direction through the Holy Spirit. So, then if that's the statement we need to live our life by, if in every pivotal moment we need to seek God's plan through the Holy Spirit, then it's imperative that we must know how to hear the voice of the Spirit. We must know how to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. And so let's talk a little bit about that tonight. And we're going to use these same scriptures that we used Sunday, at the same three areas that we talked about Sunday. There are the moments of exchange. In the moments of exchange, we can hear wisdom. Well, let's look at that. Because here's how we're going to hear the Spirit of God. Verse 20, wisdom calls aloud outside. She raises her voice in the open square. So in the public places, outside, in the public places, wisdom, the wisdom of the Holy Spirit is speaking to us. So if the Holy Spirit is directing us in public places and is speaking to us in the outside, out in the open, in the public venue, how can we hear the voice of the Spirit in those settings. Now, Sunday I talked about those being the moments of exchange, but tonight I just want to talk about in the open places the Spirit of God is speaking. So here's what I want to say to you. In the public moments of your life, the voice that directs this kingdom, the Holy Spirit, is still attempting to speak to you. In the public times of your life. The Holy Spirit does not just want to speak to us in the private moments. He is speaking to us in the public moments. And the reason He's doing that is because His purpose is to point us to Jesus. So in the public moments, in the open square. Now let me say this to you. How many of you realize that in the public places, in the open areas, when we are out doing life, it can be very difficult to discern the voice of the Spirit and the voice of the world or the voice of our flesh. In the public places, when there's people all around and things are going on and we're confronted with everything in the world that we could be confronted with, we are brought face to face with things that we would rather not see, we hear things that we would rather not hear, we are thrust into conversations and situations that we would rather avoid, but we're in public places, and so therefore these things come up, and it's hard sometimes in those moments to discern the voice of the Spirit speaking to us. But just because it's a little more difficult doesn't mean it's impossible. It just means we need some tools, we need some good listening skills that even in the public moments of life to be able to hear the voice of the Spirit, because He has not quit speaking. Wisdom does not go out the door just because we're in public life. Now, how many know that's not generally what happens? You know, what we normally see is out in public, it seems like wisdom just goes out the door. It's just Katie bar the door, anything goes, whatever anyone wants to say, they say. Whatever's in somebody's mind, they do. Whatever is happening, you know, I mean, it's just happening. And so, but it doesn't mean that the Spirit has quit speaking. Wisdom is still there. We, in the kingdom, we have a voice that directs us even in public times of our life. You have the voice of the Spirit that will direct you on your job if you will listen. You have the voice of the Spirit that will direct you on the road if you'll listen. That will direct you in Walmart if you'll listen. That will direct you in the mall if you'll listen. That will direct you sitting at the ball game if you'll listen. There's a voice of the Holy Spirit that is still speaking in our public lives. See, faith in Christ and the wisdom He's given to us and the life in the Spirit, the life in the kingdom of God, does not stop when we leave this house or when we leave our house. It's public. And in public, we need to rely on the voice of the Spirit that directs us in this kingdom. Okay? Let me tell you what the Word says. Before I go there, think with me about the ministry of Jesus when He's walking on this earth with His disciples. Not about the times that they're behind closed doors teaching. Think with me about the times they're just walking in the public places. And the crowds are thronging all around. And everything's happening, and you've got religious and non-religious, and you've got prostitutes, and you've got tax collectors, and you've got hungry, and you've got sick, and you've got needy, and you've got all of the elements of society gathered around. What does Jesus, for those 3.5 years, what does He mainly do in the public places when He's speaking? What is He mainly speaking? Anybody? Do what? He's speaking in parables. Right? The disciples even ask Him, why are you always speaking in parables? And He says, because not everybody can understand the kingdom. But it's given for you to understand the kingdom. Wisdom comes to those that are a part of the kingdom, even in public places. But it's a little harder to discern sometimes in public places. Because in public places, the Spirit will speak to us sometimes in parables. We will see things And the Spirit will speak to us about those things, but if we're not listening, we'll miss them. He'll present us opportunities in public places, but if we're not listening for the voice of the Spirit, we'll miss those opportunities. Okay? Right? Do you know, Jesus, in public places, he was confronted with ministry opportunities, and the disciples would have missed most of them. When everyone was hungry and had nothing to eat, the disciples came to Jesus and said, okay, teaching's been great, Master. Send them all away so they can go eat. And Jesus said, hold on. You give them something to eat. Well, we don't have anything to eat. Okay, the Spirit is speaking. They're not listening. But Jesus is about to do something that they would have missed. And he takes 5 loaves and a few fish and feeds the multitude. Amen. He speaks to them in parables. So listen to what I'm saying to you. We've got a voice that directs us, but in the open places, in the public places, you have to really listen for the direction of the Spirit. You have to understand that there are people around you that are needing something. You got to be willing to let the Spirit speak to you about the needs of the people around you. You got to let the Spirit direct you to see the reality behind just the scenery. For kingdom people, there is a reality behind the scenery. Hear that. See, what we see is the scenery. What we see sets the scene. What we see is well, that person, why would they do that? Why would they look like that? Why would they act like that? Why would they say that? What are they doing? What is the meaning of this? What is going on? That's the scenery. And so many Christians, because they have no kingdom mindset, all they see is the scenery. But there is a voice, the voice of the Spirit, that wants to direct us to look beyond the scenery and to see the reality. Because behind the scenery of all those things that are abrasive to our thoughts, there are needs that people are trying to cover up. But the Spirit of God is a revealer of needs. And so in the open places, we need to listen for the Spirit to be able to reveal to us an opportunity to meet needs. In the open places, that's how the Spirit talks to us. I've told you the story before when I was evangelizing. And I was holding a revival in Tulsa, just in North Tulsa. And we were living on the south side at the time. And we were trying to get there, and I always wanted to get to church early, of course, as the evangelist wanted to get there, and we were running a little bit behind. And so I'm in a hurry, and we get in the car, and we got to get gas. So we pull into the gas station, and we're sitting there, and I'm trying to hurry, you know, because I'm the evangelist. I got to be there on time. And this guy walks up to me and asks me for some money. And I said, I don't have time to deal with that, and got my gas and paid for it, got in the car, drove down the road. I probably wasn't 2 minutes down the road, and the Spirit of God hit me and said, you didn't ask me if I wanted you to help him. I was so busy with what I thought I needed to be doing that I wasn't listening for the voice of the Spirit to direct me in the open places. So I heard that. So I turned the car around. I went back to the station, and he was still there, and I helped him. And you know what? I made it to church on time, and everything was fine. But I would have missed that, because see, in the open places, the Spirit of God will let us see beyond the scenery to see some reality. So when you're in the open places, understand this. When you're out in the public, in your public life, you need to be ready to hear from the Spirit to give hope to people that are in need. You need to be lit. You need to see in parables. You need to understand, okay, this very well could be a life lesson that God's showing me. Amen. Can y'all hear that? See, the Spirit's directing us, but it's not just in private times, in public times. That's why it's a shame that people that work in the service industry, in restaurants, hate Sundays worse than any other day. Because after church service, Sunday morning, what used to be Sunday nights, some of the worst people to deal with for those people in service industry were those church people. They tipped less and they complained more. Amen. Come on now. Now, okay, you know what that is? That is because we do not have a kingdom mindset. And when we're in the public, we're not listening to the voice of the Spirit. We're only concerned about ourselves. We're not seeing the parables, the possibilities, the thing. And that's what Jesus was trying to get his disciples to see for 3.5 years. He's teaching them about the kingdom. And everywhere they go, they come out and they say, "Why are you talking to this woman?" And Jesus is saying, "Do you not see the harvest? You're worried about eating and drinking and who we're talking to. And there's a harvest coming. Why are you allowing that woman to break the perfume? We could have taken that and given it to the poor." And he said, "She's doing this for my burial." He was always teaching them in public places. There are parables the Holy Spirit will open a kingdom person's mind to so that they can see and learn and apply the grace that's been given to them. So I want to say to you, in the kingdom, we need to start being spiritually discerning people in public. Now, let me. If we will do that, then we won't have to worry about making the God we serve sound bad or look bad by all the other stuff we're doing in public. Hello? I know we live in a day. Here's what I hate this statement more than any other statement that I can think of right now. There's probably some that I hate worse, but the. And that is, in our culture today, when things are said or done in public places, in public ways, and it's inappropriate things, here's what's always said: "Well, we're just being real." I hate that statement. That's a cop-out. Find a better way to be real. Hey, are y'all still with me? I don't hear a whole lot of amens there, but that's all right. I mean, we somehow that's crept into Christians. Well, I'm just going to be, that's how I am. So I just speak my mind. I just say, well, you need to start listening to the Spirit sometimes. Wouldn't it be better if we would speak His mind rather than our mind? Because let me tell you what, His mind won't get you in near the trouble your mind will. Yeah, I'm not looking at anybody in particular. think with me about this now. If we will start listening to the Spirit in the public places, we've got this cop out of, hey, it's all right to say all the filthy things we want to say and do, because that's just reality. People hear it anyway. Well, that may be true, but my goodness, they shouldn't hear it from people that claim to be the church. Veronica and I were working out one time. This has been a long time ago. We were working out at well, you know it was if we were working out. At least me anyway. It must have been a January 1st, right around there. January 1st, 2nd, 3rd, right in there, yeah. If I was there anyway. I think next January I'm going to start being that guy. I'm going to come in on the 2nd and 3rd with my headband and wristbands, and I'm going to come, you know, decked all out, you know, to work out one time. You know the people I'm talking about. Anyway, we were there working out. And there wasn't very many people in there, but there was some. It was at night. I do remember that. And there was this couple in there, and I'm not going to tell you which church they were from, but they had church shirts on. Their church. It's a church you'd know if I called the name of the church. They had church shirts on, and they're in there working out, and they are hollering across the gym at each other. They were, like, one of them was way up in the front, and the other one was in the back, and they're hollering at each other, and they are cussing each other. I mean, they're just late, weren't they? They're just laying into one another. They're just cussing and going. And Veronica and I said afterwards, okay, we need to make sure we go back and we tell people, if you're going to talk like that, don't wear your River Life shirts. Okay, just leave them off, because that really looked bad. Now, that, I'm sure their church didn't condone that. That's why I'm not saying the name. I'm sure the pastor probably would have liked to say, I did not condone that behavior. I did not sponsor that. But anyway, that's what was happening. And I mean, they're just going at it. And it just sounded bad, and it looked bad. Now, there's no judgment on them. People are people, and I'm sure they were having a bad day, and they weren't responding the right way, and all of us have, well, hopefully we don't all have moments like that, but all of us have moments, and you know, and we're not at our best behavior and all that stuff. So I'm not saying that to judge that couple. I'm just simply saying it didn't give the best message about a believer. And I just kind of think they probably were not listening to the voice that directs the kingdom in that moment. They probably were not being led by the Spirit in that moment. Okay? And so we need to make it our goal. Will we be perfect at it? No. And now, if we really want to apply that, probably none of us, including me, could ever wear our River Life shirts. You know, because it... Veronica will remind me every now and then when we're driving. Okay, what if they show up in church Sunday? I said, then I'll tell them they were really driving bad that day. No, So I'm not saying we won't have issues and we won't struggle. I'm just saying we need to listen to the voice of the Spirit in public. Right? I may believe that there is a way that a believer should live in public. And here's the key. Now listen, it shouldn't be any different than the way we live in private. Amen. I mean, we're going to get there, so I'm not leaving that out, but I'm saying there is a way to live in public, and it should be the way you live in private. In fact, here's the reality. The way you live in public says a lot about the way you live in private. Okay? So there is a voice that directs us. In fact, the Bible says wisdom calls out outside, and she lifts up her voice in the open square. So the Spirit of wisdom is speaking to us in open places. And so we need to be listening. So understand that in the public places, the Spirit of God is speaking. So we need to be listening. Jesus said it this way, John 10, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice." Now, what happens? I was thinking about that. What happens when the sheep hears the shepherd's voice? I don't know if you've thought that or not. My mind, I when I read scripture, I want to dig deeper, and I always want to think a little deeper about it and look into that a little deeper. What happens when that? Well, the shepherd calls to the sheep, and there are always influential sheep within any, I don't know what you call a herd of sheep, or I don't know what they would be, gaggle of sheep. I don't know. I'll show my lack of knowledge there, but whatever they are. In any group of sheep, there's going to be those that are influential. When they hear the voice of the shepherd, they're going to respond quicker than others. And then maybe they're going to bleat at the others, or they're going to communicate with the others to get in line and to follow them, and then they're all going to be headed down the path. Amen? They're all going to be gone because they all hear the voice, but maybe the more influential ones begin to move first. Come on now. Let me tell you, Jesus said, "My sheep will hear my voice." And I've heard people say, "Well, I don't understand that because I'm asking and I don't hear his voice." Well, maybe it's because the influential people in the kingdom, the ones that are closely listening, the ones who are mature in their walk, maybe it's because we're not responding correctly that others feel like they're not hearing. Because I wonder what happens if that shepherd calls and the influential sheep just keep eating their grass. The ones that are always looked to lead the way, when they hear the shepherd, then they're ready to go. And they just stand around and don't go. I imagine then the rest of them just stand. Come on, are y'all? Hello. I told you that's just the way I looked at it as I was looking at the scripture. I just began to think, okay, maybe that's some of the problem. When you see other believers not responding well in public, maybe it's because our mature believers, those that are supposed to be more in leadership roles and in more mature roles and more mature in hearing the Spirit and following the voice of the Spirit, maybe we're not responding properly, and so they're not seeing anything to follow. And maybe they're hearing a voice, but they don't know exactly how to follow that voice yet. And they need to see some examples. And if we're not listening in the public places, and if we're not moving right in the public places, then how can we expect others to? See, we in public, start going in public with an ear to the voice that directs the kingdom. That will help you if you will apply that. I promise you. It's hard to discern in public sometimes because there's a lot of noise and it's loud. And that's why it takes some practice. The disciples couldn't easily discern the parables. Or the picture, Jesus would have to keep talking to them about it. It was not easy sometimes in public to discern it all, but you just had to keep going and you had to keep practicing and you had to keep listening and you had to keep following. And the Bible says then when he rose from the dead, they remembered all those things he taught them and then they went out applying them. Sometimes it's not easy to discern in public, but my goodness, we should be attempting. We shouldn't just turn off the voice of the Spirit in our public lives. We should be listening more intently. Because maybe somebody needs hope. Maybe somebody has a need that they're hiding. Maybe one of these pictures that comes before you that you would want to judge and you would want to look down on and you would want to talk about how horrible they are. Maybe God brought them before you because God wants you to minister to them. Amen. In the public places. The second thing he says is in that 21st verse of Proverbs 1, she cries out in the chief concourses. This is the places of gathering. This is the places of teaching. Okay? That's the picture here. The concourses were the places where instruction was being given and teaching. And Sunday we talked a little bit about how you hear multiple voices in teaching trying to direct you in multiple paths. But that's not what I want to look at now. I want to talk to you about in the private times. Now I know it says chief concourses, and I understand that it's teaching times. And for us, oftentimes that teaching time comes in the private moments. Or in the moments where maybe we're sitting in these settings and God is speaking into our heart. See, in those chief concourses, there are people that are listening to teachers and they're hearing things and they're forming opinions and they're determining things in their own life. And the Spirit of God is speaking in those moments. This is why it's so important that you come to church. And I'm teaching to the choir tonight, since that's what I'm trying to do, is teach and not preach. I can't use my old saying of preaching to the choir. I'm teaching to the ones that are here on a Wednesday night, and that's not negative to anyone that's not here. I'm just saying it's important that you come and put yourself around the Word. Because listen, we're trying to hear the voice that directs the kingdom. And in the private moments when the Word's going out, when teaching is happening, when the Spirit can take those things and impart them into your life and give you a nugget that might change your life forever. You know, I firmly believe that God brings people into His house, and in our moments when we are in devotion time in the Word and we're studying the Word in our private times, I firmly believe God doesn't intend all of us to hear everything. He intends all of us to hear something. And you can leave here tonight and you won't remember everything that I've said, and that's fine. But I hope that the Holy Spirit will speak to you about something. In the private moments, in the public life, He's speaking, but He's speaking in the private, in the teaching moments. But we have to be discerning. We have to be listening. We have to be accepting. John 16, Jesus said, when the Spirit of truth comes, this is what He will do. He will point you to Me. He will take everything that I've said and He'll tell you about it and He'll instruct you in righteousness. He'll lead you and He'll guide you in your life, in the private moments where teaching becomes effective. Amen. In those moments, the Holy Spirit is speaking. So when you're reading your Word devotionally, don't just read to get through a chapter a day or two chapters a day. Read your Word with the understanding of, Holy Spirit, what are You saying to me today? It'd be better to read three verses than three chapters if you'll listen for the voice of the Spirit. Because I guarantee you, the Spirit of God can say more in three verses than you can get. You've got to
You've got to understand, he's speaking to you in those moments. When you're reading, when you're worshiping, when you're praying, don't just always be talking. Take time to listen. People say, I don't know how to hear the voice of the Lord. Well, you're not listening then. Take time to listen. He'll speak to you. It may not be audible voices, but you'll hear him when you quiet your flesh and when you lay down. And sometimes it takes a little longer than other times. And that's why when you run out of things to say, that's a good thing. Don't get up just yet. If you're kneeling or if you're standing and you run out of things to say, don't just start repeating the things you've already said. Just take a little time to listen. I've gotten to where some of my best times of praying come when I'm not saying a word. And I'm just listening. And the Spirit is putting things in my heart and in my life. And then I can feel direction on how to pray from that moment. The voice that directs the kingdom is speaking in public places. He speaks in the chief concourses where teaching is happening. He's speaking in the private moments of our life. But we've got to be listening. So many people are turning off the things of the Spirit. So many Christians. They're not concerned with the moving of the Spirit. They don't really want that because they can't control that so much. They just want to come and do their thing. We want to come and have our little structured service, and we know when everything's going to happen, and we do our thing, and we paid our dues, and we did our penance, and we went home. But let me tell you, you'll never live in the kingdom that way. Because the kingdom has a voice that's speaking, that's leading. And when me or anyone else is preaching the word, the Spirit of God should be speaking into your life. And if you're doing the grocery list, you're not going to hear him. Amen. I didn't know Pastor knew I did that. You got to listen in the teaching moment. I've got people that spy and tell on you. No, I'm joking. The great concourses. And the last thing that he says that we went over is, as he said, at the openings of the gates in the city, she speaks her words. In the public places, in the private places, and in the gateways, or maybe you could say, when there are doors, the Spirit is speaking to us. When we're at the gate, I told you Sunday that the gates, entry and exit points, you have three options at a gate. You either step in, you step out, or you stand guard. That's your three options there. But in the moments of gateway moments, of moments that something is about to happen, you need to be listening for the voice that will direct you. The gateway moments, the door moments. When opportunities come along, you need to listen to the Spirit before you determine which direction to go. Amen. How do you do that? How do I do that? When there's a gateway moment, when there's an opportunity, when there's a door, how do I do that? Well, here's how you do that. The very first thing you need to understand is you need to know what your assignment is in this life. Because that'll help you when doors open or when gateways seem to be before you. If you'll know what your assignment is, that'll help you. Let me give you a for instance. If you know that the Lord has given you an assignment within your family, in your neighborhood, to minister to a friend, within your church or something, and a gateway opens for you to move somewhere else, if you know your assignment is here, you will know that's a gateway that you don't step in, that's one you step away from. Hello. That in the moments of opportunity, don't hear me. In the kingdom of God and in the spiritual kingdom, don't always leap at every opportunity. First, listen for the voice of the Spirit. How many of you have ever just leapt at every opportunity and wished you hadn't have? You can leave something that might not look better, but turns out to be much better. And you can leave it for something you thought was going to be better that turned out to be a horrible decision. If you're not listening for the voice of the Spirit. Here's what Romans tells us, and let's turn there. Go to Romans chapter 10, and I'm about to end. Romans chapter 10, and verse 14. Romans 10, verse 14 says, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things." I can't ever read that scripture without hearing my dad's voice in my ears. As my dad told me when I told him I was going to answer the call to preach and quit running from the Lord, and he would tell me every now and then when he'd see me, and my dad, as he got older, he especially when his mind wasn't as sharp as it used to be, he would say some things sometimes that were funny to me, but he would always tell me, especially later towards the end, he'd say, "Your feet are beautiful." First couple of times he said it, I said, "Huh?" And he said, "Because you're preaching the gospel." I can't read that scripture without thinking about that. And verse 9 and verse 16, "But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, who has believed our report?" Verse 17, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." In the opportunities, in the gateways, in the door moments of your life, when you're having to make decisions, in decision moments, listen for the voice of the Spirit. Let faith come in those moments. Let me write that. Decision moments. That's what this is. Gateways are decisions. In the moments of decision, make sure you hear the voice that's directing the kingdom. Make sure... Give time for faith to come, to give you direction which way to go with confidence that God's leading you. Amen. How many know you can make a decision that doesn't look like the best decision, but if you've got faith in God and confidence that comes with having faith in God, it doesn't matter what it looks like, you know you did the right thing. See, in decision moments, you got to let faith come. Don't make decisions unless there's faith behind them. Yes, it is. Very important. Vitally important. Because these decisions are determining your destiny. And that's why it's so important. You got to know your assignment. You got to know your plan. You got to know what God's doing with your life. That's why you need the Word. You got to get the Word. Because the Bible, I just read it to you. Scripture just said, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So, however much Word you have in you, faith will come into that and help you make proper decisions. Faith comes by hearing. So in decision moments, make sure you're listening for the voice of the Spirit. Pastor, how do I know? By faith. Where peace is. Amen? Do you know you can have peace in a decision even when it looks like for all the world it was the wrong decision? But you can have peace in that decision if you've acted by faith. And the Lord will direct you. The Spirit of God is speaking. If you'll listen, you may not hear audible voices, and you may not be able to say, "I know without a shadow of doubt God told me to do that." You may not be able to say that, but here's what you can say: I listened for the voice of the Spirit, and the direction that there was peace, I've stepped by faith, and I'm living by faith now in that direction. And if you'll live your life that way, God can bless you, and God's best can be yours, and God's assignment can be fulfilled. But you got to listen for the voice of the Spirit. Oh, but there's more money. Well, money's not everything. With more money oftentimes means more time, which may mean less time in the pivotal moments with your family who need you the most right now. Amen? Well, but I'm tired of this job, and there seems to be a better job. Or it's not even about the money. I'm just ready to get out of this environment and get to another environment. Well, there may be an assignment in the environment you're in. And so if you don't feel peace and you feel like if you'll listen to the voice of the Spirit and the Holy Spirit directs you to stay, and I don't know why, but I just feel like then stay. Or if it looks like you shouldn't go, but there's something in you saying, go, then go by faith. Amen. There's a voice that directs, but you can hear the voice, but you've got to be listening at the right times. You've got to listen in the public moments. You've got to be discerning in the private moments. Do you know, I can listen to anybody. If they take a text, if they read out of the Bible, I can get something out of listening to anybody if they'll read Scripture and talk about things of the Bible. I may not agree with anything else they say, but I can get something out of it. You know why? Because I'm listening for what the Spirit is saying. I'm discerning. That's why, and you've probably heard this, and it's all right, and I understand the spirit behind it, and most people don't mean it in a negative light, but as a pastor, you hear it too often, and you get a little jaded towards it, but you hear people say, well, I'm just not being fed. And I always want to say, then you're just not listening. Amen? Because I can be fed if the word's going out. That's all I need to be fed. Hello? Now, I understand what they're saying, and I understand, and I know that there's times, and I know all of that stuff, but I'm saying we need to be listening in public, in private, in the chief concourses, in the teachings times, in the moments of the Word. We need to be discerning, and in decision moments. Lord, what are you asking me to do? Well, don't just jump at what looks like to be the best option. Move where the Spirit leads you. Amen. There is a voice that directs. Hear the voice of the Spirit through the filter of the Word. Hear the voice of the Spirit through the filter of the Word, then faith comes. Then you can have confidence. But you got to have the Word in you. Amen? And you got to be listening for the voice of the Spirit to combine with the Word that's in you. And then faith can come and you can have confidence in the decision. Amen. Be in relationship. Thank you. It's a flock of sheep. Fear not, little flock. I know the Scripture now, so it's just come to me as she said that. Absolutely. That's right, relationship. So you'll know, and so you'll hear. Amen? How many believe you can hear the voice of the Spirit? You don't have to wait for the pastor to hear it for you, or someone else, or a prophet, or someone you always go to, although God will use those people at times in your life. You can hear. You can discern. Because wisdom's crying out in the open places, in the public squares, chief concourses, and at the gates. And it's wisdom that directs us in the kingdom. Listen, there's a voice that's leading this kingdom. And it's a prophetic voice. The Spirit of God is a prophetic voice. He speaks of our blessing and of the good things that God has in store. And he'll direct you through the darkest of nights, through the wildest of times, if we will be discerning, focused, in relationship, and listening. Here's the best barometer of the Spirit speaking. He'll never speak to you about anything that will not bring glory to Jesus Christ and to God the Father. He'll never direct you to something that's just going to be for your benefit without bringing glory to God. That's the filter. He's always pointing us to Jesus. And so when he puts it in your heart, and you can see God getting glory and God getting benefit, and it fits in with your assignment and your direction in the relationship with the Lord you're walking in and what you're hearing, then you can either go or you can not go, or you can move or not move in faith with confidence that the voice that has directed the kingdom is directing you. Amen. That was the voice that Abraham heard when he left his home. That was the voice that Paul heard when he said, come over here, we're in need. That's the voice that Peter heard when he said, rise and eat. Amen. That's the voice that David heard that said, who is that uncircumcised Philistine? That's the voice that Samson heard that said, your hair can grow again. That Elijah heard that said, it's not going to rain. And then he heard again and said, it's going to rain. And then he heard again and said, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Amen? That's the voice. And he's still speaking today in the public places, in the private moments, and in times of decision. Listen for the voice of the Spirit. Bow your heads and let's pray. Father, we come before you today. We are thankful for who you are. We're thankful for your word. We're thankful for your presence. I ask that you would cause us to be discerning of your Spirit, that we would listen, that in the public places we would listen for your voice, Holy Spirit, that we would see the pictures that are in front of us for the needs that are behind them, that we would be ready to be used to bring hope to the hopeless, that in the private moments in reading and in relationship building and instruction time, we would listen for the voice of the Spirit to glean that one thing that's going to make the difference in that moment of our life. And in the decision moments, we will be kingdom people. And we will listen for the direction of the Spirit. Let everything we do glorify you, and let us hear what will glorify you. And then let us receive by faith and walk in confidence, knowing the word is being fulfilled. And we ask this in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that the kingdom comes within us. And we honor you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.